Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news. News is being brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, an elderly Adams County woman missing since 10 p.m. on Monday was found late Wednesday morning and is receiving medical treatment in Des Moines. According to reports, Judy Stallcup was located around 11:45 a.m. Wednesday. She was suffering from a broken ankle and dehydration, but is expected to recover. About 300 volunteers gathered early Wednesday morning near Prescott in northern Adams County to search for the woman. There was no immediate word on where she was found. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
150 years ago, Franklin Whitney had a vision for a new town named Atlantic, Iowa. At Cass County Health System, we know that great things can happen when you have a vision and a plan. We've made it our mission to provide a superior experience for our patients, families, and communities so that we can achieve our vision to become the best rural hospital in the country. We are proud to be part of the 150-year history of Atlantic. It has been our privilege to care for our neighbors for 50 years, and we look forward to a healthy future together.
In other news, police in Council Bluffs report Omaha police terminated their pursuit of a green 1995 Chevy pickup truck at the Iowa-Nebraska state line at around 1:50 a.m. this morning. Their pursuit ended on the Veterans Memorial Bridge. Council Bluffs police officers found the vehicle abandoned in the 4100 block of Veterans Highway. The suspect is unknown at this time, and additional details about the pursuit are not yet available. A collision Wednesday afternoon in Greene County between a cargo van and a semi left the driver of the van dead. The Iowa State Patrol reports that the semi, driven by 21-year-old Arthur Vanderwall of Hull, was turning southbound onto Highway 4 from 290th Street when a northbound 2017 Chevy Express van, driven by 70-year-old Wesley H. Bunnell of Glidden, began to drift left into the southbound lane. Vanderwall saw the approaching van and tried to avoid the collision by taking to the west shoulder of the road, but the van struck the 2010 Peterbilt Model 389 on the driver's side. Bunnell, who was wearing a seatbelt, died at the scene. Vanderwall was not injured. That accident, which happened at around 12:20 p.m., remains under investigation. A Western Iowa man has pled guilty in a case in which police say he sexually abused six children, all under the age of 12. The Council Bluffs Daily Nonpareil reports that 30-year-old Tony Q pled guilty Tuesday to two counts of sexual abuse and one count of lascivious acts with a child. Q was sentenced immediately after his plea to 15 years in prison. He must also register as a sex offender. Prosecutors say Q abused children he was babysitting between 2012 and this year at his home and in the woods near his home. Authorities say the mother of two of the victims was told of the abuse but did nothing to stop or report it. She's charged with child endangerment and being an accessory. She's set to stand trial next month. The Atlantic City Council unanimously approved the final reading of two rule changes and the first reading of another at their Wednesday meeting. The council passed the final reading of a rule change regarding the number of days the Atlantic Animal Control Office holds an animal before it becomes available for adoption. Animal Control Officer Chris Erickson had requested that the number of days an animal is held be changed from 7 business days to 3. The change aligns the city with the state-required 3 days. The city hopes this helps animals minimize their stay and stress. Licensed dog owners will be contacted if their pet is found wandering. The council also approved the final reading of an ordinance changing zoning regulations. A number of changes to building heights and setbacks were included in the ordinance in hopes that residential property owners would have greater flexibility to improve their properties. These changes would eliminate the costly and time-consuming process of applying for a variance in some instances. And the first reading of an amendment to traffic code enforcement procedures was also passed. The changes will increase the fine amounts for regular parking violations and snow emergency violations. The changes will align the city with the fine amounts in other nearby cities. The Personnel and Finance Committee recommended the council approve the fine increases, which will go from $10 to $30 for regular violations and $25 to $50 for snow emergency violations. The council also approved a key monitoring policy for the city. And Alexis Fleener was appointed to the Community Promotion Commission, and Megan Muherter was added to the Planning and Zoning Commission and the Board of Adjustment. Those appointments replaced the resignation of Christina Bateman from those spots. The Cass County Board of Supervisors met at 8:30 a.m. Wednesday in a normal weekly session. Auditor Dale Sunderman reports the board approved the application for a renewal Class C beer permit and Sunday sales privilege effective October 18th for the 21st Century Co-op C-Store in Messina. County Weed Commissioner Dennis Vogel reviewed current activity and reported there were 16 complaints filed this season. 14 were resolved without using certified notice process. And Dale Sunderman reported that he and Board Chair Gaylord Schelling contacted Pipeline Foods on Monday and informed them that the Code of Iowa does not permit the county to reduce existing assessment as had been requested with regard to their planned purchase of the ADM elevator north of Atlantic. Sunderman said a tax exemption abatement is available only on an increase in valuation assessment. Representatives of Pipeline Foods were not in attendance at Wednesday's meeting. A former Missouri State Trooper who was driving a boat when a handcuffed Iowa man fell out and drowned is suing to get his peace officer's license back. Anthony Piercy filed a lawsuit this week against the Missouri Department of Public Safety and the agency's director. The Kansas City Star reports he's asking for a reversal of the decision that revoked his license. Piercy was sentenced in September for misdemeanor negligent operation of a vehicle after the drowning of 20-year-old Brandon Ellingson of Clive, and who died in 2014 at the Lake of the Ozarks. Piercy lost his patrol job, but earlier this summer, a Cole County judge ruled that the patrol's leader didn't have the authority to fire Piercy. Piercy cannot return to the patrol without his peace officer license. That's a look at some of the latest in local news. We'll check funeral announcements next. News time is 7:13.
First came love, then came marriage. And before the baby carriage arrived, first-time parents Emma and Alex Beierlein had a lot of questions, but not about where they would deliver.
I just really couldn't imagine being anywhere else. I felt like it could match any big city, I guess, and probably better.
Emma chose Dr. James Brown for her prenatal care. The 20-week ultrasound showed their baby boy had a kidney abnormality. For the rest of her pregnancy, Emma's doctors at CCHS coordinated with specialists to ensure a healthy delivery.
I always felt supported here. You know, I felt that everybody was always on my side and doing the best to help us out and to know about our situation. And it continues to be like that even with Rue's provider now, Dr. Howard.
Emma and Alex are so thankful for the care they received from their doctors and OB nursing team.
You get spoiled here. I just think it's a great experience, and it wouldn't even be a question, you know, for my next child to be here.
Cass County Health System. We are neighbors caring for neighbors.
In your funeral announcements, Lester L. Larson, age 91, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lester L. Larson will be held today at 10:30 a.m. in the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Rocky Crowder, age 64, of Oakland, died Monday at home. A prayer service for Rocky Crowder will be held on Friday at 5:30 p.m. at the Reconvieth Funeral Home in Oakland. Susan M. Mitchell, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Susan M. Mitchell will be held on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Doreen D. Taylor, age 61, of Wauhatchie, Texas, formerly of Walnut, died Sunday. A memorial service to celebrate the life of Doreen D. Taylor will be held on Saturday at September the 1st at 10 a.m. in the Pat Bowes Memorial Chapel of the Wayne Bowes Funeral Home in Wauhatchie, Texas. And Brian Opperly, age 62, of Marshalltown and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Services for Brian Opperly will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. And Michael K. Lett, age 71, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home in rural Atlantic. Funeral services for Michael K. Lett are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at your news and funeral announcements here on KJN. News brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.